All right. The lesson that I'm going to bring is about courage. How many of you would consider yourself courageous? And do you think there's a difference between courage and ignorance? That's the first thing that came to my mind when I started thinking about this lesson. And for some reason, bungee cords came into mind and bungee jumping in. I thought about the difference, and I thought, if someone handed me a 20-year-old bungee cord and said, jump off this bridge, I started to think whether or not I'd do it. And I'm not sure, but then I looked up how long you're supposed to keep a bungee cord, and it's about 7 years, so it probably wouldn't have been a good idea. Then I started to think, well, then what would courage be? And I thought, well, if my brother was at the bottom of that dam or whatever that was at the bottom of that bridge, and they gave me that 20-year-old bungee cord, give me more of a reason. Well, so I started to think about people in the Bible that had true courage. And one of those people that came to mind was Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. Lions are one of those scary creatures that I don't like very much. How many people in here have seen a lion? There's some in the Tulsa Zoo, they're pretty scary. And how many in here have seen the movie The Ghost in the Darkness? It's about a couple of lions in Tsavo, which is in Africa, or near the Tsavo River, actually. These two lions went out and hunted people. Most lions don't usually do that, but lions will eat their own cubs. And a test was done. I was told that a mama dog raised a lion up, and the lion got hungry enough, it just ate that dog. And so lions are pretty darn scary, and when Daniel was put in that lion's den, he wasn't scared because, well, the Lord told him he shouldn't have been scared. And that brings me to the point of, what should our courage and other things be based on? Well, everything needs a foundation. A cracked foundation, you can't have a house with a cracked foundation. It'll mess up your walls, all your door frames will get messed up and stuff. So that brings me to 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it, but each man must be careful how he builds on it. Let's see. I'll stick to my notes this time. Let's see. Let's turn over to Psalms 11:3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, something that righteous people need to do if their courage is failing is if their foundation is failing, they keep courage and keep faith by praying, reading the Bible. Any of those things will help you gain that courage to defeat whatever it is that is encumbering you. Alright, let's turn to Matthew 7:24. We'll also talk about the foundation. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who has built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the flood came and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So we need to make sure that our house or our foundation is God, not any other material things that might be appealing to us. And something that came out to my mind was, our friends can influence us pretty good. The stories in the Bible is, I believe it's in 2 Kings, is where, I think it was Samuel or, I gotta just turn over there real quick. Let's see, Elisha actually, or 2:23. Maybe it wasn't 2 Kings 2:23. Let's. Elisha, yeah? Alright. He was walking up. I'll just read it. So the waters have been purified to this day according to the word of Elisha which he spoke. Then he went up from there to Bethel, and he was going up by the way. Young lads came out from the city and mocked him and said to him, "Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head." When he looked behind him and saw them, he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Two female bears came out of the woods and tore up 42 lads of their number. So, it's probably not always the greatest thing to follow what your friends are doing. You have to be able to have the courage to say no to friends. And some people probably think it's just a kid problem. I had a friend back in Claremore. His dad was in jail because he was doing what his friends was doing. I don't remember if his dad was doing what they were doing or if he was just around them, but it can be a messy deal. All right. So, I guess my invitation would be to you, the first step of fixing a problem is to admit that there is one. Whether it's in your seat or coming up here, the first step is to take that step to say it's wrong. So if you feel you need more courage, you can either do it sitting down or you can come up here as we stand and sing.